Hi, everyone. It's Tanzina Vega with you on The Takeaway. A few weeks before the Republicans passed the tax bill last December, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made his pitch.
The fact of the matter is, the average family of four would get about $2,200 a year in tax relief, and that's pretty darn important.
Well, now a new report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy and Prosperity Now, two national nonprofits, raises doubt about the idea that the tax cuts are broadly enjoyed by all Americans. Joining us now is Jeremy Greer, Prosperity Now's Vice President of Policy and Research. Jeremy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
So who's benefiting from this tax bill and who isn't, based on the research that you all have done?
Yeah, so what we have here is a situation where you have a tax bill that appears to be a race-neutral tax bill, right? It focuses on income. Actually, the IRS doesn't even collect racial data. But what happens is when you implement a tax bill in a race-conscious society, some of the same biases that you see are baked into that tax bill. Overall, who benefits are very wealthy white people. So 43% of all the benefits that come through this tax code are captured by white people in the top 5% of income earners.
And why? So some people might say, well, what about wealthy black Americans or what about wealthy people of color?
Well, wealthy people of color do pretty good, but they still don't do as well as very wealthy white people. So, for example, wealthy blacks through this tax code make about $20,000 per year, where wealthy whites make almost $52,000 per year through this tax code. So even very wealthy blacks and Hispanics and Asians do far worse than wealthy whites in this tax code.
And let's talk about tax cuts. I mean, you guys had some data here that showed that, again, the wealthiest household, white households, receive more in tax cuts than black and Latino households. What is that about?
So our tax code largely rewards wealth that is already created. So people that put money in investments and are able to get their income through capital gains, people that are able to pass through income through corporations, similar to what was highlighted in New York Times is the way Donald Trump's father handled a lot of his tax liabilities. People that are able to do that do a lot better in this tax code. People that earn income through wages are taxed at a higher rate than people that are able to earn their income through investments. So even on the high end, LeBron James, for example, he earns his money largely through income from the Los Angeles Lakers, and that would be taxed at a 37% rate, where Warren Buffett makes a lot of his money through investments, and that's taxed at a much lower rate of 20%. So what you see here is a situation where there's bias in how you earn your income, and people of color tend to earn their income through wages, therefore are taxed at a higher rate.
How much does this have to do? I mean, we know, I guess, one of the underlying factors here is the racial wealth gap in this country. And without getting too in the weeds there, basically, can you tell us how that's impacting what we're seeing here? Is that some of the baked-in systemic issues that you're talking about?
Yeah, essentially what we have, and you've covered it quite a bit on your show, is we have a racial wealth gap that is expanding year by year, decade by decade, century by century, and has been going on and is largely the product of public policy. You know, it starts with land seizures from American Indians to African Americans being seen as property, not even people, and on into housing discrimination, employment discrimination, and then currently all that manifests into how benefits are distributed through the tax code. So what you have is a tax code that is supercharging the racial wealth divide by exacerbating those inequalities, by driving benefits that come from the federal government to the very rich and aren't going down to the very poor.
And let's talk about the very poor. What does the report reveal about the poorest taxpayers?
It reveals that they're getting very little to nothing from this new tax bill. So African-Americans, very low-income African-Americans, get about $90 over the course of the year for this tax bill and benefits, where wealthy whites get about, as I said, $52,000 per year. What that equates to is about 25 cents a day that African Americans get through this tax bill, while wealthy whites get about $143 a day through this tax bill. And you see that whether you're low income, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, you don't do very well here.
Jeremy Greer is the Vice President of Policy and Research for Prosperity Now. Thanks for talking to us, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, Tanzina.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.